Disease X worries all of us. It's a hypothetical illness, a virus, a bacteria, or a fungi. And the leaders of the World Economic Forum and the WHO are positing that it's 20 times more lethal than COVID. The first question we'd ask is, well, how do they know? We know that the SARS-CoV-2 virus came out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Probably the next biological threat, there's manuscripts published on this, again, will come out of these biolabs. So we should be focused on where these labs are, what research is going on, does the research need to be done, and shouldn't we shut down these dangerous biological programs so we don't have another worldwide disaster? So WHO and the WEF are way off base. They're dreaming about more vaccines, antibodies, therapeutics, and worldwide control based on disease X, as opposed to eliminating disease X or any potential biological threat that could come our way.
Yeah, Doctor, why don't they shut down those bio labs when they are so dangerous?
The short answer is there's too much money in it. The money now in this biological threat countermeasure world is enormous. We found that out with COVID-19. And we see all kinds of runaway programs. You know, Moderna has 31 messenger RNA vaccines, 31. The first sets of messenger RNA vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna, have not turned out well at all. They didn't stop COVID, and they haven't been proven to be safe. Mm-hmm. 31 coming our way now, respiratory syncytial virus, pregnant women getting vaccinated the third trimester, monoclonal antibodies given to babies on the first day of life. We have no assurances on safety on any of these developments. So this biopharmaceutical complex that's formed has really figured out how to run the table, and I think it is about money.
How much of this is just a power grab by big pharma and globalists?
I think it is a power grab. Look at what happened with COVID, then right into respiratory syncytial virus, right into disease X, and it doesn't stop there. A climate crisis by which all kinds of things are happening. You're probably seeing farmers protest because they're being told their land is going to be taken away, all based on a theoretical climate crisis. This is all, I think, prima facie evidence that we see a worldwide power grab going on, one world government coming our way.